for your leisure?
I don't have one.
It depends on what you mean by riding for leisure.
Like you wanted to grab a bike and say, I want to spin it around the
block. I've used
the
bike to go like to a friend's house just because I didn't want to drive.
Okay, but I'm talking about like, has that entered your mind where you're sitting on the couch like, you know, I kind of want to go for a bike ride? Because that happened to me today. It was such a nice day outside. I'm like, dude, if I had a bike, I wouldn't want to go ride around.
I've been thinking
about
getting one, but I haven't pulled the trigger.
It's the best thing about
I want a cruiser, though.
Oh, yeah. Those
like
things
are
awesome.
Like the big seat, big handlebars, just.
Those things are awesome.
Because I'm not going to be jumping ramps and shit.
You don't need pegs or anything.
I know that.
Yeah.
Although an adult BMX bike would be cool, too.
Oh, for sure. Because we all, when we were kids, had that one dude on the neighborhood who had the pegs on the back, and then you would stand up and grab him on the shoulders. And
or the one
that was the best.
I always borrowed the kid who had the good bike to race other people.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's like, hey, let me borrow your bike. I'm going to race him.
All right, let's start the show.
This is the 3BAM Podcast.
You can do the intro if you want.
This is the 3BAM Podcast.
You interrupted.
Oh, do it again. Sorry.
This is 3 beers and a mic.
Estamos haciendo el 3BAM Podcast.
This is 3BAM Podcast.
This is 3BAM Podcast.
This is a 3BAM Podcast.
This is the 3BAM Podcast.
3BAM
Podcast.
3BAM Podcast.
This is a 3BAM Podcast.
This is 3 beers and a mic.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 3 beers and a mic podcast. I am I'm back as well. It's been a little bit. Sorry, I missed out on all the Star Wars talk.
We held down the fort.
You guys did a really good job. thank you to Sully for subbing in for me.
Yeah,
and Jamers.
Thank you.
And Jamers, yes.
Both of you.
I listened to the episode. Shirt. I do. Very cool.
I'm special.
Yeah, it's the Jamers time shirt. I like that.
That's cool.
Yeah. No, you guys all did a really good job, so thank you so much. And I'm back after the holidays. Happy New Year to...
That's Adam.
Yeah.
He forgot to silence his phone.
He still has Christmas tones.
No, that's Harry Potter.
Oh, that's Harry Potter.
No, actually, that's my mom's ring.
But
is
it's Harry
is
Potter.
Is it a Christmas song?
No, Harry Potter.
Oh, dang it. Okay. Happy New Year to everyone. Happy 2020. Man, 2020. What the F? That's
no
insane.
Shit. We're supposed to have flying cars by
I
now,
know.
Right?
I know. Where are they?
The millennium was 20 years ago. Y2K was 20 years ago. That is insane. Remember when everyone thought their computer was going to blow up?
Yeah. I thought maybe... The only thing I thought might happen is like accounting programs might get fucked up.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm like, everything else is just going to run.
I asked my dad because I had no concerns. Like, what are they doing at your office? He goes, nothing. Nothing's going to happen. Okay. So, anyway, we got Adam to my left, and we got Dwayne across from me. Welcome, boys. And we're going to be talking about a lot of really cool stuff today. A lot of Mandalorian talk, Disney Plus news, stuff we've been watching on TV, some Netflix shows, and just very general this year. Some things we're looking forward to for 2020 in the new year. And it's going to be a good show. So, as always, we're going to start off with what we're drinking. And, Adam, what do you got?
Today I have Cherry Wheat Samuel Adams, one of my favorite drinks.
Yep.
But it's only temporary during the year.
I still see it in the store as of right now.
Yep, it's still there.
Well, you see it over here, but I can't see it over there on my side.
Yeah, I still see it. It's at Specs, too.
Yeah, we should explain to anybody who's listening that is not in Houston.
Yeah.
Adam lives like 45 minutes away in the same city.
Yeah, he does. It's not a different city. It's the same city. And apparently over there, he can't find this stuff anywhere. But, dude, it's all over the place over here. So I'll make sure.
The only time I find it is when I'm working on this side of town.
Okay.
And then when I go, but I can't take it because I'm working.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair. All right, Dwayne, what do you got?
I have the Goose Island's Bourbon County, their annual beer that they do. It's the 2019. It's a stout aged in bourbon barrels. And it's delicious as always.
And it looks so fancy-pansy.
Yeah, it is fancy.
It even has like
I'm
a little,
fancy, man.
It even has like a little tag hanging off of it. Like it's like it looks like the label's peeling back, but it's not. That's how it's made, right?
Yeah.
A little tag at the top.
Gives you some kind of...
Well, in the bottle, it doesn't have a label. It's...
What is that?
Embossed on... I don't know what you call that.
Yeah, embossed.
It's raised.
Yeah. It's like they did the etching in the glass.
Yeah.
So it's not like a label. It's actually etched into the glass. That's cool. I am drinking... I'm drinking a beer.
The worst beer ever.
So... The hot internet sensation is Best Made, who makes Best Made Pickles. They made a pickle beer, and apparently it's really hard to find. And I haven't been able to find it, but there's another one.
Is that the one in the can that looks like a pickle?
It looks like a pickle jar, but it's a can.
Right,
and that's their beer. And apparently, if you like pickles, it's been really popular. But I found this one from the New Braunfels Brewing Company, and it's called Pickle and then FKR. So we all know what that means. It's basically
pickle fucker.
Yeah. So it's a really cool name, actually. And my buddy Ruben tried it, and I was like, "Dude, is it good?" He goes, "Well, I can't find the Best Made stuff either, but this one's a good substitute, as far as I'm concerned." And it's awesome.
Well, you don't know. You haven't had the other one.
I haven't had the other one, but it's really good. It's like a fizzy pickle juice drink, but that has alcohol in it. So if you don't like pickles,
you know those big pickles like at the deli, jar.
Of course, I eat those all the time.
Would you just drink the juice right out of that?
Yeah,
because that's basically what you're doing.
Yeah,
right?
I've drank pickle juice. It's good, and it's really good for you.
Gross,
dude.
What does it do for you?
It cleans out your insides.
Yeah, it's a good cleansing juice. That's very true.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is very tasty.
You'll want to stay close to the toilet.
But I'm not even going to let you try it as a curiosity because
Fuck
you
no.
will hate it. So don't.
I don't even want to try.
You're not even missing out. Yeah. All right. So I think we have some questions this week, right?
We do.
Okay. Let's go.
All of our questions come from Instagram this week. Do I have this on wrong or something? Why is it so low? I don't know. Fuck. There we go.
That is super low.
Your stand is low.
Oh yeah, you have to raise it.
Oh, it fell down or something.
Yeah.
Jeez.
There you go.
Yeah, that's better. Technical difficulties. We're live.
So we're doing Instagram. Okay.
Well, I posted to Instagram and Facebook, and they all came from Instagram.
All right.
First up, I guess we'll go with Bernie's. I don't even know what the fuck it means, but which cat would be your jellicle choice and why?
Oh, is he talking about the movie Cats?
It must be.
Oh, jeez. Dude, none of us saw that movie, man. We did not. Like, when you told me you were going to go watch it, I was like, why? And he goes, well, it's only $5, and I have this gift card I need to use. I'm like, but save it for something else. Why would you watch it?
Buy yourself a damn hot dog, damn it.
Plus, I think he was curious of how bad... was the movie. Like, everyone's just roasting this movie because apparently the actors...
Did you hear about they had to... Like, they released the film and then they had to send out a new one?
Yeah, because they had to fix
some of the... They forgot some of the effects stuff.
Yeah, they had to fix some of the CGI mishaps. And even the actors who were in the movie didn't want to watch the movie.
Yeah.
And the few that did see it were trashing their own movie on the internet. So it's crazy that if you're in a film, you're supposed to be doing promotion and, you know, getting people to go to the theater, and they're just like, this movie sucks, blah, blah, blah. I'll never watch it.
Me neither.
Not even as a goof. So
I'm not even curious.
Like, I don't even care that
I told
it's bad.
You. I think I told you, like, every time that commercial came on, Chloe was like, that's freak. They look freaky.
They look really weird. And you know what Cats is about, right? Like, all the cats are, like, super horny.
Yeah.
Right? They're all in heat.
Yeah.
And they're dancing around trying to, like, seduce each other. It's super weird.
I heard it on, I forget what other podcast I was listening to, but they're like, you know, Cats has been on the stage for how many?
Forever.
Forever, right?
Yeah. It's one of the staples of Broadway.
And they just put costumes on them and it works.
Yeah.
Why would you CGI... The actors.
I don't know. And the music is actually fine. I mean, a lot of the songs you'll recognize that you didn't know that song was from Cats.
Yeah.
The songs are very memorable. But just when I saw the first trailer, I'm like, Man, that just looks not right. Like, it doesn't look correct. These are clearly humans who have been computer generated to look like cats. It looks awful. So
they look freaky.
And Bernie hated it. And dude, that's a waste of your gift card. I don't know.
And a waste of a question.
Yeah, I don't know what cat I am. How it makes me angelical.
I'm a Siamese cat. I don't know. Whatever.
Next. All right.
Jamer's time. Speaking of the devil. He said, I'm done with The Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. What do I watch on Disney Plus now?
Nothing.
Gargoyles.
Yeah, dude, there's a
yeah, there's so much stuff.
Yeah, you're just not... It may not be suitable for what you're looking for, but there's a lot of stuff. I was browsing through it the other day, and there was at least 6 or 7 series. I'm like, I want to go back and rewatch that.
Gargoyles, for sure.
Gargoyles. I would want him to watch the classic X-Men cartoon. I think he'd really like that. I like the Jeff Goldblum Experience. I think that's a really good show.
I think he watches that, but...
Does he watch
I'd watch it, but it's still so he's just so weird.
That's what I like about him. It's really cool. And his topics each week are like RVs and jeans and all these just random things. I find it interesting.
DuckTales?
DuckTales, yep, that's a good one. I'm trying to think of something that's not animated, but the series that are on there are all animation. So I can't think of
Well, they have all the Disney channel stuff, but we don't know that.
That's
stuff.
Like the teeny bopper shows and Alex Mack and...
Boy Meets World.
Lizzie McGuire.
That's a good one.
Boy Meets World is good. Yeah, sure.
I love that show.
But like Disney Plus, especially for 2020, which we're going to talk about later in the show, is good. I mean, they even moved up the
Scarlet Witch and Vision
show to this year. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have just... a bunch of series. So it's in the works. When Netflix was first released, they didn't have this abundance of programming right away, but that's why it's so cheap. And you started off with one of the best TV shows of 2019 and probably of the last decade. So, which we'll talk about soon. Next question.
Did you have anything, Adam?
No.
Yeah. I already knew that.
There's not. It was the only one that I'm gonna watch is Rebels and DuckTales. That's it.
Oh, Rebels is awesome. But he's already seen that.
I think I'm gonna do. Yeah, he knows the Star Wars stuff. Yeah, but I think I might do Clone Wars now too.
Sure. I mean, they're bringing out season 7 or whatever. So
yeah,
yeah.
You mean that they said they were gonna do a new season of Rebels? I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. The rumor is that they're gonna bring back Rebels. Which
I hope so. That means Ahsoka's coming back. She'll be the Jedi trainer or something like that.
Yep.
from our friend over from what the hell's for? Damn it, I forget the podcast. Sorry, Clint. But what do you hope? I've been drinking. What do you hope to see in season 2 of Mandalorian? I think we all want to see where Yoda's from.
Yeah, I think they're going to stretch that out a little bit farther. Of course.
I want to find out more about the Mandalorians. We really don't know a lot.
Yeah, but we know a lot more than we did ever. Unless you took a deep dive into the comics and the novels and stuff.
Like Rebels hit on it here and there, but there's no like real. And they're kind of doing the same with the Mandalorian, right? They're peppering in just his story right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the lady who forges his stuff, like she's got to have a story of why she's the leader of the group, right?
Sure.
So there's got to be some stuff there.
Good.
Yeah.
Couple episodes there.
No, I think we're going to learn more about, the Mandalorians, of course. We're going to learn more about, I think we're going to see some more Jedi powers, and he's going to start learning a lot of stuff from this child, right? I think they're going to start experimenting with what a Jedi power is and is not, which we've already seen the healing, right? I thought that was really cool. I think we're also going to explore a little bit about why the Empire wants this particular child so much. Do they feel that they're not...
There's definitely a story there.
Yeah, do they feel that they're not the Empire if they don't have a magic-wielding person in their ranks, right? And now that there's you know, Luke is a Jedi, and he has, I don't know if he's really started training anybody yet, but from all encompassing purposes, Luke is one of the last ones left. He's not going to go bad. So maybe they feel like they can't well, be themselves unless they have that.
At this point, he would probably be training Leia.
Yeah, he would be. That's true.
Right?
Yeah, so. You're right. So, I mean, there's the Jedi is...
And Palpatine's apparently still around.
So. Oh, yeah. Of course. So I think they're gonna save the where does Yoda come from? Are we going to give him back to his home planet? The species name? I think they're going to...
I think revealed. Everything
that's going to be later.
The Lady Mandalorian said, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, you're in charge of this child. You need to protect him. You need to find his family, or you need to raise him.
Yeah. Which was great. And he goes, because that's what we did with you.
Yeah.
So you do the same.
I think he's going to end up raising him if they continue this series. Yeah. But
sure.
I don't think he's going to find his home planet or whatever.
Yeah, because what? They're like scarce, right?
But yeah, there's not a lot of them.
Yeah.
So nobody knows where they're from, I don't think.
There was a really cool artist rendering of young Ben Solo, you know, Kylo Ren, and he was like, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8, and he was already in the presence of Luke, and then you see right next to him the Mandalorian delivering the child to Luke. And the child walks up to Ben Solo and starts playing with him. So that was an artist rendering of how he thought this series could go. Is that at the end, Mando finds Luke, the Jedi Master, and brings this child. Like, what do I do with him? And he starts playing with young Ben Solo. I thought that was really cool. So that was one, and that's not nobody knows that that's true. That's just this artist rendering of what he thinks.
And again, that
happen.
Would if they did that, that would be like the last episode.
Yeah, right? That would you be know? the very end. I was like, that's actually really cool. I like that. So
of course, then he'll get wiped out in the purge or whatever.
Yeah. Yep. Or did he? Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe he's on Dagobah.
Yeah, maybe. All right, any other questions?
Yes, we do. Clint also asked, what would you name your boat? It's something I asked them.
What would you name your boat?
Yeah. You would name yours Grayskull. Who are you kidding?
Yeah, that's a good one. But I was trying to think of a He-Man vehicle that was also like on the water. Because, I mean, they had the Wind Raider. They had
I would
the
call mine
track,
whatever.
They had the Battle Ram.
Whatever.
That's what you would call it?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine would be something in the He-Man realm. I don't know exactly what it would be, but it would definitely be something in the He-Man. Would yours be Ghost Rider?
No, Thunder.
Thunder?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Nice and easy. All right.
What was that TV show with Hulk Hogan, remember? Wasn't it called Thunder? Where they were on the boat? It was a TV show.
I don't remember.
There was a Hulk Hogan TV show where he was on a boat.
Yeah, he had like one of those like cigarette boats. You don't remember that?
I have no idea. What
that man,
is. That sounds.
I think it was called Thunder.
That sounds like a hallucination.
It's not a hallucination.
You know, Hulk Hogan made an album.
Yes. Well, not he was on it. An album.
He was on an album. Yes,
it was a wrestling album. It was. I had it.
Dude, I saw
it. I used to sing those songs.
I saw it. Dude, Vince McMahon sings on that album.
Everybody does.
Yeah. All
Hillbilly Jim.
Yeah. Dude, I saw it at
the
flea market.
Don't go messing with the country, boy.
I should have bought it. It was like $3.
Yeah, you should have.
Dang it. I didn't know that was a thing that you knew. I saw it. I'm like, why is Hulk Hogan on the front of this record? And then I looked at the back. I'm like, oh, man, all these wrestlers are like singing.
There's a song where they all sing together, too.
Damn it.
It's so awesome.
I'm going to go back and buy it. I didn't even know that was a thing. All right.
Jamie's cool handle. Critics are critics. And as far as I'm concerned, 95% of them suck.
Sure.
How do you ignore them and learn to enjoy the movies? Or better, which critics align with your preferences?
Yeah, so... I get my review when I decide to sit down and watch a review of a movie that has not come out yet. I listen to two people, and that's it. Jeremy Johns and Christopher Stuckman, and they're both YouTube guys. They've got lots of millions of followers each. They do really good reviews, and they're into video games and science fiction and all the stuff that I like. But they're very open about the movies they watch. They watch everything. They watch The Grudge that just came out that got like an F from everybody. They see all the stuff that's nominated for Oscars.
So they watch,
they watch dramas, documentaries. They watch Cats. They watch Star Wars. They watch Marvel. And their opinions and thoughts tend to line up with mine based off of our movie preferences. So I like those two guys. But how is it hard to avoid the negativity? It's really hard. When movies like...
You can be like me.
Yeah, you
can pay attention.
You cannot watch trailers.
Yes.
You cannot watch reviews. You cannot go to Rotten Tomatoes. You can stay off social media, which I did for Rise of Skywalker. I didn't want to hear anybody's thoughts. But then afterwards, of course, I started reading reviews, and it got trashed to hell by a lot of people. But
I saw a lot of positive reviews.
But
I don't know what you're watching, reading.
The audience liked it. So if you go to Rotten Tomatoes, the audience score is really good.
Which is the opposite
of
Last
Jedi. The critic score sucks. Which is the opposite of Last Jedi. The review score from the critics is good. It's like 91. And the audience score is the reverse. So it's, you know, it's really hard to gauge an audience like versus a critic's like. Because a lot of critics hate superhero movies. And they have to review them because they have to. For their article or their blog or the Chicago Tribune or whatever the crap they're writing for. And they hate superhero movies, but they got to watch them. Like, C minus, what next? They're all the same, next, you know.
Yeah.
So I know, Adam, you don't really read reviews. You just kind of stay off of it all and you just form your own opinion.
Yeah.
And Dwayne does that too.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, you do that too.
I might see the reviews, but I don't care. If it's a movie I want
to
see,
I don't look
I'll
for reviews. I don't pay attention to reviews. That's it.
I don't even listen to you guys.
No, you don't. I mean, there's movies we've disagreed on.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of movies we've disagreed on.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
We all have different tastes.
Like,
which is kind of like to me, if you're a food critic, right?
Sure.
Your palate is not the same as mine. So
no.
You might eat it and say it sucks, and I go eat it and I love it. Like,
yeah.
So
yeah.
I think movies are the same way. Any kind of art is that way to me.
Movies, television,
music.
Yeah, food, everything is, because like I've said, I think I said this on the first episode of the podcast, if we all have the same opinion on everything, life is boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to talk about? Well, I like this burger. Me too. And then 2 hours of silence.
Yeah. You know what? When I go see a movie, I go to enjoy it. If I don't like it at the end, I just say it sucks.
Yeah.
Sure.
And if I like it, that's what I go. Enjoy a movie.
Yeah.
I don't go to criticize it. I don't go to look for whatever. I just go to enjoy the movie.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do.
But
a lot of people don't do that.
But the other side of it is, though, if it sucks.
It sucks. So
I know, but you're going to say why it sucks.
Yeah.
Well,
there's going to be reasons. Yeah. There's going to be reasons why you like something and why you dislike something. But if you want to just put a blanket statement out there saying, I was entertained, I was not entertained. Yeah, okay. I mean, you can do that.
When I go to a movie, I don't go because of the critic, because they said it was good. I go to enjoy the movie. At the end, okay, it sucked because of this.
Sure.
Or halfway the movie, if I don't like it, I'm out of there.
I've never left during
I've
the
left
film.
Two movies.
Which
one? I don't remember.
Well, I left from one, but go ahead. Which ones?
I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember.
No,
oh.
But I know it was two movies.
Well,
halfway.
They weren't good, so.
The only movie I've ever walked out of was Last Action Hero. I went and saw it with my dad, and I remember telling him, like, Dad, this movie's not very good. And he goes, no, it's not. You want to leave? I was like, sure. I was like 14, 13. That was the only movie I've ever walked out of. Have you ever walked out of a film?
I don't think so.
Yeah, Last Action Hero.
I might have walked out of a film that I already watched once, and then I was watching it again and just didn't want to watch it again.
Fair.
Okay, okay. I remember.
Like, you go
one.
With friends again, and you're like, yeah.
It was, what's her name? This guy that comes out in Star Wars, the fighter, the drive, the plane fighter.
Oh,
which one?
Poe?
Poe.
Okay.
Him and... I don't remember her name.
Adam has the best stories.
Yeah, this is awesome.
And I don't remember.
What movie did you see Oscar Isaac in that
Oscar
you left
Isaac
early?
In...
It wasn't Ex Machina, was it?
No, no.
Okay,
no.
That movie was awesome.
I like that one.
Yeah, that movie's great.
No, it was... I don't even remember her name. Chingo.
What is it about?
It's about...
No Googling. It'll pop up to you later in the podcast.
It won't, because it's a drama.
So it was a drama with Oscar Isaac.
Isaac and...
That you went and saw in the theater, and you said, okay, I gotta leave. This sucks.
They kept... I didn't understand the movie too much either.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's been on HBO and all that, but... I don't remember.
All right. He's gonna look it up. It's fine.
I have to.
All right, next question. All right.
From Ursa Magnifico 80. It's Michael.
Yep.
He used to work at the shirt place when we first started going.
I remember.
What's your favorite toy line of today and why?
Of today?
Yeah. Get your phone away from the mic, man. Causing interference.
My favorite toy line currently that I'm collecting for is Marvel Legends. Yeah, I mean, that's the one that I collect the most for. Once the He-Man line comes out later this year, I'm going to transition. But Marvel Legends, since they relaunched the brand, has been just phenomenal. I've collected that more than any other line I can think of in the last 10 years.
I think so too. And they've gotten better.
They have the quality of the like the Build-A-Figures are great. I love the choice, the selection. The faces have gotten so good on these little 6-inch figures. It's unreal. I love the two packs that they're making.
I do like the Star Wars Black Series, but
I do too.
I just can't collect everything. Like I'm just like, eh.
No, the Black Series has been great. I've been picking and choosing those. Yeah, I have not collected all of them. It's impossible.
Like, I think I want the Ben Kenobi and the armor.
Yes, that's the Walgreens exclusive. I can't find that anywhere.
Yeah.
I need that figure. Oh, you found it.
Life itself? I've never heard of it.
It came out in the movies. It sucked.
That looks bad. All right, Life itself. Okay. Adam, are you collecting any current toy line?
Man, I stopped collecting.
Okay.
The only ones that I look at, it's like Hot Wheels.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a current line.
Something that I like, I buy.
Except they just keep re-releasing the damn Batmobiles with different colors.
I know, right?
I'm getting pissed off about that. Although, I thought it might have been a joke, but I've seen toy reviews now of the Thunder Tank.
Yeah.
It's coming
Hot
out?
Wheels.
It's real.
It's the one on the bigger card, so it'll be like $5.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in the normal package, but I gotta get it.
Yeah, you have to find that.
People are already finding them, so.
Okay, I'm gonna look for it too.
I'll be on the lookout. Absolutely.
I think I saw somebody had posted they found it at Target.
So okay.
I'm gonna keep an eye out.
Nice.
Yeah, I like the Hot Wheels too. I like the regular line of Hot Wheels. The pop,
you know,
the pop culture
stuff.
I
buy pops also. Yeah. Pops, certain pops.
Sure.
I'm still buying it.
Of course.
Especially at Walgreens, you know, they started coming out with that Spider-Man with the bag in the head.
Oh, I have that one.
The whole line, yeah. They have the Sandman. They have
Yeah.
Are you guys looking Craven? For that one?
I haven't.
Man, okay. There's all over anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
I
can
have
find those.
Spider-Man
those
bag
easy.
Head. And then I got the Spider like Doc Ock.
Yeah, that one.
Hybrid. I didn't like that one.
I think it's cool.
I might get the Craven, though.
Craven is good.
Craven
is
pretty
too.
Cool. I've always kind of liked Craven. He's one of those like villains that's he's not like top tier for Spider-Man, but he's still awesome.
No, he's great.
All right, Suicide Fox. What new beers do you intend to try in 2020? Well, Rami's already got one.
Yeah, this was my I just got this. So yeah, my new beer was to find the pickled beer, and I got it, and it's delicious.
I think this is more of a question for Adam.
Sure.
Are you going to get out of your comfort zone little bit?
Sure. No.
No.
I like what I like. Nobody's going to make me.
You might like something else if you try it, though. That's the whole.
You don't understand.
I've tried beers and
like
I hate
beer.
Them.
I drink it because it's the only I don't like liquor, so I prefer to drink beer.
Do you like wine?
White Zinfandel, but it's kind of too sweet.
White Zinfandel? That's the worst wine.
That's the only one I like.
Man, that stuff sucks. It's too. Actually, it tastes like syrup.
You should drink a Riesling.
Riesling is okay.
Yeah, it's a little sweet. And you can drink it cold.
I haven't tried a lot of wines. I might like them, but I don't like the after effect. It gives me a hangover big time.
That's because you're drinking cheap wine.
Yeah. Good quality wine doesn't do that.
The cheaper wines, they make them in big batches. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they ferment them and then they throw, I forget what it is. They throw something in there to kill the fermentation. Mm-hmm. And that's what causes your headache.
Yeah.
But good wine won't. If you get a hangover, you're going to have a headache, regardless of the quality. But if you drink cheap wine, you'll probably have I want to cut my head off.
Oh, cheap. Headache. I always buy cheap because I don't know. Expensive.
I'm not saying you have
to.
Like,
no, but I don't know expensive.
That's like $15 to $20 you can have a good bottle of wine.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be $80.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to pay $80 either.
I wouldn't either.
All right, was that it?
We got one more from Suicide.
Okay.
Top three favorite Star Wars characters. I guess that's our top three for this week.
Sure. Let's do
we
that.
Can save that
we'll,
at the
we'll
end.
We'll do that at the end.
All right,
sure.
We'll save it.
Top. I don't think we've ever.
Aaron,
done that.
You got the top three this week.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever done that. Cool. All right. So talking about Star Wars, we didn't get to talk about the last episode of The Mandalorian and the show in general. Okay, we've kind of hit
well
on
we
it here
we
and there.
We talked about it a little bit last episode.
You guys talked about episode 7.
Well, we talked about The Mandalorian.
Okay, so we'll focus on the last episode. Some of the cool reveals, we kind of talked about where the show's going to go in season 2, but let's talk about this episode.
This is Tiki.
This is Taika Waititi.
Waititi's,
he directed this, and that's why you could feel the difference right away. So,
oh yeah.
The big thing.
The opening scene,
the big thing that was the internet was everyone was raging against the stormtroopers who were like, so they captured the child, right? And they put him in a knapsack. And then throughout the journey back to the town,
they were like
hitting him on the head in the bag.
Like, shut up.
Like, shut up. What are you doing? And then, he'd make noises like a kid.
Come on, that scene was like, the other guy's like, come on, let me just see him. No, you didn't need. And he looked at him and he's like, bit him or something, right?
Yeah.
Like, ah!
Yeah.
He hit him.
He bit him and then he hit him. And everyone was just like raging at this. I found it very humorous because, you know, if a dog bites, you're like, ah, get out of here, man, you know. So they were treating him like he was some sort of animal that they were.
They literally said, like, I think this is just somebody's pet or something.
Somebody's
pet.
Yeah, they did. And so while they're waiting, here's my favorite part of the episode. And it was at the very beginning. They're waiting to get the clearance to come back into the town. And they're talking to someone there. Like, okay, can we come in now? Is it safe? Like, what do we do? And they're like, no, just hold your position. Like, don't come in yet. And so they take... They're just bantering back and forth. Stormtroopers are just talking like everyday workers, right? And they take out their blasters. And they're trying to hit some weeds and some shrubs.
It's like a bucket or something. Yeah.
And they're missing nonstop.
Yeah.
So what a really like clever way to kind of nudge at the fan base that says, why do stormtroopers always miss who they're trying to shoot? Because they apparently are very bad shots. And they're looking at the gun like it's the gun's fault.
Yeah.
And the banter between... Then
I think one of them even said that there must be something wrong with this gun.
Yeah. The banter was awesome. I love when they're talking to that guy on the radio and he's like, look, I told you guys don't come in, man. Moff Gideon is murdering his own employees. Like, do not come back. Hold your position. He goes, yeah, he's telling me, man, we're going to die. What do you want to do? And he's like, all right. Dude, it's like they're coworkers talking about office banter, but your boss will blow your head off if he gets upset with you.
The scene with they're shooting the stuff, though, like because it's that other guy like just takes out his gun, and he took about 5 shots. And then you see the other guy like, let me show you how this is. Like, he didn't say it, but you could tell he's like, he kind of gave him that look, and then he missed.
It was the best. It was so funny, and that didn't get enough praise, I think, because everyone was kind of focusing on, don't you ever touch Baby Yoda, you know? and that's how the episode started. And, of course, you know, they're pinned down, and they're trying to escape, and you know, the Moff Gideon's giving them until nightfall, right? So they're like, well, what do we do? You know, they're trying to break into the sewers, and
dude, when what the fuck's the robot's name?
IG-11.
When he comes in, he's shooting everybody.
And that's what makes the timetable so rush, is that he's giving them till nightfall to surrender, because obviously he doesn't have possession of the kid, and he needs them in order to tell him, where did you send him? He doesn't even know if it's on the planet.
Yeah.
So IG-11 comes in, has the kid in tow, does a great job at protecting the baby while firing.
I like when he like turns his body around.
Oh man, it's so sick. And he's just laying waste to everyone, and then that gets the heroes to come out and
back
you know,
him up.
Yeah. Just some really cool action stuff. And of course, Mando gets hit with a grenade, and like it looks like he injures the back of his head, and he's bleeding out, and they drag him back in, and you know, he's like, just leave me. This is the reveal people have been wanting. They weren't sure if we were going to get it in season one, right? Yeah. He's bleeding. He's telling everyone, leave me. I don't want to just go protect the kid. I'm going to die. Give me my like warrior's death, right? So they leave him, and it's just him and the robot. And he's trying to take his helmet off, and he goes, no human eyes have seen me since I was young. And he goes, well, good thing for you, I'm not a human.
Yeah.
And he goes, let me save your life. So he takes off his helmet and puts some Bacta spray or something on him to seal up the wound. And he puts it right back on. So really cool scene. Really, really emotional, because he's done a really good job at portraying emotions from someone who has a blank face.
Right.
So he's done a really good job playing a character who is basically like the Master Chief. You have to show emotion with your body language, because
in your voice
you can't smile, you can't frown, you can't cry, and it's, he's just done a really good job. So
so what did you think,
yeah,
about the reveal? Because I remember at the beginning you were adamant they're not supposed to show
it. I thought they weren't going to do it, but it was,
you were really adamant.
They did it tactfully.
They did it in a very
good way. It's not like
way.
Everybody knows who he is now.
Yeah. They
like,
did it.
It wasn't that kind of a reveal.
You know what the actor looks like,
no,
right?
I know that.
But I thought for sure they weren't going to take off the helmet, at least for the first few seasons. But they did it in a really good way. It was quick. It was very powerful. And he really wants to abide by the warrior's code, but he doesn't want to die. So
But that also set up, when she said, hey, it's your duty now to take care of this kid and you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That set, he's already set the tone that like, hey, I'm following our code.
Yeah.
And she said, hey, this is our code. This is what you need to do, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to do it.
Yeah. And he realizes throughout the episode that he's starting to trust, and you see why he hates droids so much, because his home world was wiped out by a bunch of battle droids,
right?
Which are from episode one.
Right.
They bring back the episode one battle droids, and you can just see them laying waste to his family.
We did get to see his backstory, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was orphaned because droids killed everything he knows, and so he doesn't trust them. He hates them. They can never, they only know the programming. You cannot fix the programming. It's buried in there somewhere.
So, and I watched a little video on YouTube about the backstory of the Mandalorian stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the group that comes down and saves him and takes him away, I guess in Clone Wars, that's the group that kind of saves the day there.
Cool.
And that's where the Black Saber first shows up.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So
Didn't that guy had the Black Saber?
Yeah, he's the one that wiped out the Mandalorians.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he pillaged him the place, and that's why he has it.
So the Dark Saber was made by the Mandalorians.
It was a Jedi wielding Mandalorian that had it.
Got it. That's right. Okay. Yes. And so it's very,
but it's become the symbol of like the leader of the Mandalorians.
Correct. That is correct. And you saw that a lot in Rebels as well. Like, they had a huge arc about this Darksaber. So the cool thing was that my thought, and again, to talk about what I think they're going to do in season two, I think we're going to start seeing some live-action Rebels characters in this show. I really think so. Because where's Ezra? Where is he? Does anyone know?
No, well, we don't know.
We don't know. Exactly. So wouldn't it be awesome if, like, season four, they have an adult version of him, and somehow these two shows, you have the Mandalorian and Rebels. Yeah, and you see...
Dude, I could totally see them doing that.
Combining.
I think we talked about this on the last episode. The ship from Rebels can be seen not only in Rogue One, mm-hmm. in the final battle scene. Apparently, it was in Rise of Skywalker too, which I didn't know. But
yeah, I had to see a still image of it, but it's there. Yeah. So it, you know,
so they're still around.
Yeah, they sat somewhere. They sat
or at
down.
At least that ship is
somewhere. Some executive sat down and said, "You know, wouldn't this be a cool way where we can take this TV show and we can tell the story of our cartoon animated projects and bring them into live action on where these characters are at this point?" That would be amazing.
Which, for this world, works.
It does.
Because Obi-Wan and Anakin were live-action people that they made animated.
Yeah, it's true.
Why can't you go the other
way? Exactly. Yeah, you took a live-action Anakin, you made him into a very successful Clone Wars series, and so then just do the reverse. It's very simple, but it's very smart. My second favorite scene in the show was when they're on that lava boat and they're kind of slowly going towards the entrance. And
apparently R2 units now have legs and arms.
Yeah, that was so crazy. he grew legs and arms and started paddling the lava boat. When IG-11 was trying to tell him, "I'm gonna have to sacrifice myself. I can self detonate," and when the Mandalorian was like, "No, we need you to stay to protect us," and he was actually really sad.
Yeah,
because he grew to like this guy, and he goes, "You're sad," and he goes, "No, I'm not." He goes, "I can tell. It's in your voice." But he goes, "As long as you tell me you are now in
you're going to take, you're care, gonna of take care of this I kid, I can do it.
I can do this." And so he goes out like Terminator style, right, going through the lava, slowly melting, and then just blows his core, reactor core. Yeah. Such a great scene, man. Like, that was my second favorite scene. So
I think
I love that.
Why can I never remember his name?
Taika Waititi?
Taika Waititi.
Yeah.
He is like a master of emotion with the comedy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like
absolutely.
You feel the stuff that's going, because I think that's why we love the Orville, right? Like, in real life.
Oh, it's great.
When shit hits the fan, you things get funny because you're like, that's how you deal with the stress of what the fuck's going on, yeah. right? You start cracking jokes, you know? Most comedians had a shitty life, and that's how they dealt with the shittiness was they were funny.
Yeah. And one of the things that, because I was reading some criticism of this episode, there were actually some people out there who didn't like it. They were like, "So he can come in the IG unit and wipe out an entire army of stormtroopers, but he can't take out 10 of them at the end of a tunnel." I'm like, dude, he had no guns, no ammunition, and he's on a slow-ass moving boat with lava surrounding them. Like, what do you want him to do? So I read these type of things and I'm like, ugh, geez. So just nobody can be happy. I didn't even think for one second, why can't he just take out those stormtroopers? Dude, that was a death tunnel.
Yeah.
You have 10, 12, 15 stormtroopers with guns ready to blow you to hell. And how are you going to take them out with no weapons? So no, he had to sacrifice himself to protect his friends.
And again, that was a subtle thing where the Mandalorian's mask, right? He could sense the heat sink. Throughout this whole series, though, they've tactfully used his helmet.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
It's not all the time, but like all of a sudden they're like, whoop, and he's using his mask. So
yep.
Which is nice. It shows you, like, it's not just a fucking helmet. Like, no. There's a reason for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And he got his jetpack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, this is the best.
Which, that was a little, like, because, she was like, you have to finish your training because, you're not going to be able to use it. And then he just, oh, look, I can use it.
Did a great job. Dude, that scene, man.
That scene was fun.
It's such a fun scene, man. I mean, come on. You're hanging on the back of a ship, and then you're like trying to blast your way in through the hull. And oh, dude, that was awesome. I loved everything about that. So of course I knew he wasn't dead. I knew Moff Gideon wasn't dead. I didn't think they would reveal what they did at the end, which was genius. So we kind of talked about the Darksaber, right?
Right.
So when that thing cut through at the very beginning, I thought it was just some sort of like laser.
There was Jawas there or something, right?
There was, yeah. The Jawas were like taking up all the parts.
We're going to take the... Oh, shit.
Yeah. I thought it was just...
I think that's what Utini is. Oh, shit.
Yeah, when it was cutting at first, I didn't realize what it was. I thought he just had some sort of like laser, weapon that he was just kind of cutting around the door. But then, of course, when he walks out and he has it in his hand, I'm like, oh, man, that's so cool.
Dude,
what a cliffhanger. Jeez.
You haven't watched Rebels or Clone Wars. No. But, dude, it looked exactly like it does. It looked
exactly like the animated version. It was insane. It was awesome.
It was the same. It looked the same as the animation.
I loved it. And I like that Cara Dune is going to stay back with Apollo. I don't remember his character name. And, like, kind of do the smuggler thing there. I think that's really cool.
See, what's funny? I thought by the end of this series, he would have like a team.
No.
Nope.
I
I mean, he does. Like, he's got friends he can call on.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like a swashbuckling. They all fly around the galaxy together, but.
No, I like this better. Yeah. I like this dynamic better. In the episode, you're going to have your continuing storylines, but then you're going to have your episode of the week, right? Every show has that type of
character building thing.
You're going to have these small little stories where they don't have to expand on the bigger arc, and you're just going to have your
Clone Wars and Rebels were genius at that.
Yeah,
right? There was like a continuous story, but they do these little side stories to create. Build the characters.
Yeah. And you'd have a little surprise here and there. Lando would be in an episode. And then, there's Darth Vader. There's the Emperor. There's, whoever. And you would have these little nuggets of things that you recognized while getting your story of the week. So overall, I give the series for the first season like 9.5.
Shit, like, we gave it 10 out of 10 last week.
Yeah. A's,
I'm still 10 out of 10, man.
A's. It's great. I love it.
I was sad. I have to wait till next year.
I think well, it can get better. So I don't
fall
wanna...
of this year. Sorry.
Yeah, I think it's going to get better. I'm glad that's coming out in the fall. If you do it a yearly thing, that's great. Have 5-6 good seasons and then just end
it. I didn't look this up. Was every episode a different director, or was there like
I think
a group?
Yeah, like... Bryce Dallas Howard directed one. There was another. There was like three kind of famous directors.
That was the one with the comedian guy, right? Where they go on the ship to rescue the guy.
Bryce Dallas Howard's episode was the one where that AT-AT was blowing up the town. That was her episode.
Okay.
Yeah. But there was. I know there was a few. But I don't think it was. I don't know if it was a different director every time. But I know there was at least five. That I can remember.
Okay.
Yeah. It was great.
But obviously they have like the stories. It's not a different story by different directors. It's a continuing story.
Correct.
They're
just, and it seems
they
like,
put their spin on
it. It seems like they have a roadmap of where they're going to go with this show, and they're leaving a lot of nuggets. And
what I liked about it, it's at the ending when they have all these drawings about what happened in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
They look badass.
The artist stuff at the end is just awesome.
Those
are the storyboards.
That looks badass.
Those are the storyboards that they were using to craft the episode. Like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And you can see kind of what they drew and how it came out on the screen. It's
really
cool. Most
of them were pretty fucking close.
It was really close. Yeah. No, I really liked it. And I've been reading a lot of stuff online to kind of pass through the Mandalorian is that this can be the future of Star Wars. Like the trilogy word where you have to have a three-part arcing story, you can stop that. Like you can have
No, we touched worlds. On the last episode. Like yeah. this, it's a whole fucking galaxy.
Yeah.
With a whole bunch of people.
You've got your Kenobi story coming. You've got your Cassian Andor story. And you've got your Mandalorian story. So you can do Star Wars on television and have a world, and it doesn't have to be confined to... Who made the idea of a trilogy? When did that become a thing because of Star Wars? Was that the first famous trilogy? That I can't think of another one that came before that. Well, where there was like three parts.
I mean, Superman was, but then it went more. So I don't know.
I mean, I'm trying
Godfather?
To... Was that before Star Wars?
I don't know.
I don't even know. But, I mean, you know, it just movies sometimes get confined into, like... And sometimes well, you start off with a really good idea.
Well, that was the whole thing with John Wick, right? It's a four-part story. It's not a three-part.
But sometimes you have such a great idea that you turn it into two more movies that end up being shitty, like The Matrix. So you didn't plan a trilogy, but you made billions of dollars and you decide to tell... two more parts, but
right.
Why does it have to be a three-part?
I don't know.
What,
why can't it be? Well, look at what fucking Marvel has done.
Yeah, I mean, the confined to... And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm seeing with some of the criticism of Rise of Skywalker is that some of them were saying we should have done this as a two-part movie.
Yeah.
Because there was so much stuff we wanted to film that we couldn't shove into the movie. They could have done it as a two-parter.
I probably would have preferred that.
Yeah.
Like... Sully brought up like the Jedi books.
Yeah.
Those weren't explored at all.
No.
They're just like here.
Yeah.
We have them.
And was Rey learning some of her new technique from the books?
Right.
Maybe there was a whole part they filmed of her learning that stuff. Yeah, so.
That's what I'm saying. That could have made a huge difference in the movie if you're like, oh, that's why she can do this. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Shit like that.
But
like,
yeah, but. Wasn't Leia training her also?
I know, but Leia's...
They showed that in this movie briefly.
That's what I'm saying. I think if she was learning from the books, that would have been a better scene than the Leia thing.
Like if she's in the woods reading the texts...
And trying to do it...
And trying to learn those techniques that have been handed down through generations. Like, why do we think of those ideas? I don't understand. Someone had to have thought of that. Someone somewhere said, you know, she should probably learn from the books. And there might be footage of that.
But they're like, yeah, but everybody loves Leia, and she just passed away, so we got to do something.
Anyway, I said I was going to hold my Rise of Skywalker criticism for when Bernie gets here.
But I'm saying, like, there's more to the Star Wars universe than Skywalkers.
Correct.
You know, and that, it's and a that, whole world. I mean, a whole galaxy, I guess you could say, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's true. And that's what they can do with the... With the TV shows is that I think the Obi-Wan show, you're going to know that Luke is in the background, but he's going to be...
Dude, look what they do with the video games.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to be a central piece, and I think they're going to do some really good stuff with him. I don't think it's going to all be on Tatooine. There's going to be some times where he can't just stay there.
Dude, if they did something, not necessarily Darth Maul, but with the his planet with the witch sisters and...
Oh, sure. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Man.
That'd be amazing.
That would be awesome.
They could do how Maul became Maul. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, fuck.
Absolutely.
There's so much stuff out there.
And everyone's saying they don't want to have the showdown between Obi-Wan and Darth Maul because that's already been done so well that they don't want that to be redone, which I agree with.
They redid it.
What do you mean?
In Rebels.
No, I know that, but what I'm saying is that they don't want to see that in live action form
because
Obi-Wan is on Tatooine and Darth Maul's still alive. I don't want to see that happen again because you can't do it better than what you've already seen.
No.
You cannot do that better.
No.
It was freaking one swipe and between,
well, even episode one, right? That was awesome.
Yeah.
The Rebels one, even better.
Yeah. It was this. Shh,
he hasn't seen it yet.
Oh, are you ever going to watch Rebels? Okay. Well, just know that Obi-Wan and Darth Maul meet up again, and some really and cool stuff happens.
I started watching it. I haven't seen so many episodes.
It's one of the coolest It shows.
It's the best.
It shows why Obi-Wan is Obi-Wan.
Yeah. Dude, because remember in episode one, Obi-Wan cuts him in half and throws him down a reactor core. Yeah. So I would love to see some Darth Maul stuff explored, like in the Obi-Wan series, if you kind of want to do some episodes where you're going back and forth.
No, I would like to just fuck all that. Like, go back to his home planet with, I mean, they're all like witchy Jedi kind of. It's his race is like the opposite of like most. Like, they seem to be force sensitive or something. Correct. Like the whole race.
Yes.
So that would be a cool.
I think so. You know, hopefully then, someone is sitting at a desk writing that down right now and having the same thoughts as
hopefully
us.
Hopefully they listened.
Yeah. Every once in a while we get something right.
We got Captain America right.
We did. That one's one of my favorite ones. Yeah, that was a big one. We're like, well, they have to go back to World War II. World War I. No, World War II. Yeah. That 1917 movie looks awesome. Have you guys seen the previews for that?
It does.
It looks outstanding. I'm really excited to see that. Now, of course, the gimmick is that they're basically filming in an entire one shot. But they're making it look like that.
Right.
But it
sounds like Saving Private Ryan.
Sort of. Yeah, where the war
he has to go tell somebody, don't go do this thing.
The war is happening around you, but you're on this separate side mission, kind of like Saving Private Ryan.
It's like a video game.
Yeah, sure.
So you haven't watched it yet?
It comes out this weekend.
Okay.
It comes out January 10th.
It was out in select theaters.
Select theaters, yeah. But it comes out nationwide on January 10th. I really, really want to see that movie. So I'm super excited to see that. One thing that Jamers brought up earlier in the episode is that Disney Plus, you know, what can I watch? What can we not watch anymore? Have you guys heard what's happening?
I heard some of the stuff.
They're taking away, like Home Alone they brought in for Christmas and now it's gone already.
Of course, they'll bring it back next Christmas.
And people are not understanding why Pirates of the Caribbean was there for a little bit and now it's gone. And so Disney released a statement. They're like, look, guys, these licenses are really weird the way they're phrased, okay? Like, we had to, like, in order for them to have Force Awakens, they had to go to FX and tell FX, we will run advertisements for your show on our network. Like, can you give us this movie so we can have it? Like, because FX had the exclusive rights to broadcast Force Awakens on their channel. Netflix has the exclusive rights to show Last Jedi on their service. They all have these contracts. Why Infinity War is not on Disney Plus? It's on Netflix because there were standing license agreements in place, and Disney eventually will have everything back.
Once all the agreements are over,
be back. They were able to kind of borrow Home Alone for Christmas, but then now it went back to the licensees, and they're making these small side deals where we can get this content.
I think Home Alone was a Fox property that they got, right?
Yes, correct.
So, yeah, they had nothing to do with whatever was going on with it. So correct. It makes sense.
Yeah. So it, you know, and again, they're still working out the kinks. They're giving us content that they can. Some of it's going to have to come back, but eventually you're going to have an entire Disney archive of all the Star Wars, but of all the Disney stuff, of all the Fox
stuff. I could also
still
see Disney, you know, pull stuff back to the vault.
Yeah, maybe.
And bring it back to get new subscribers.
Sure.
I can see them doing that.
Yeah. And I mean,
people buy Disney movies because they're like, oh, I gotta buy it because it's only gonna be here for a short time.
Yeah, that vault thing was big. Like when a Disney movie like Pinocchio would come out on DVD, everyone was like, gobble 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 gobble, because it was for limited release. They put it on the packaging, you know, vault series or Dumbo or Sleeping Beauty or whatever. Now they're everywhere. I mean, you go to Best Buy right now, you can buy Lion King, Aladdin, Frozen, Mermaid.
But that's only because DVD sales are down.
It's true. Yeah. Well,
they don't. There's no reason for them to hold them back anymore.
I know. And now they have a service where everything is there, so people are just gonna, you know, buy that. I'll ask you this, Dwayne. Does your kid watch Cinderella? Like, does she have that on some sort of rotation or
no?
Or Snow White? No, or any of those.
She's seen the older stuff, but she doesn't keep watching them. It's the newer stuff she watches over and over.
Like Frozen or Toy Story or yeah. those type of movies. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm hoping, I don't know if my kid's going to have that type of nostalgia. I don't, because when you watch those, they're good, but it's not as good as the stuff that's out now. I can see the difference
But there's some stuff like Bedknobs and Broomsticks,
sure.
Mary Poppins. She loves watching those shows.
Okay.
And people don't make shows like that anymore.
No.
Well, they did do the new Mary Poppins thing. But
I didn't even see it. Did you watch it?
Yeah, it was okay.
Okay.
But kids love it.
Okay.
It's your audience, right? You're gearing toward your audience. So, I don't know.
I can see my kid liking Aladdin. I can see her liking Lion King. I can see Little Mermaid for sure. But like, you know, sit down and watch Dumbo?
No.
I don't know.
She will not like Dumbo. Okay.
Bambi?
Bambi, maybe.
Okay.
But Dumbo's... have you watched Dumbo?
Not in a long time.
Oh, my God, dude. You couldn't make that movie today. The little trippy scene in the middle with all the...
Bubbles?
All the workers are getting drunk and shit. That scene, I was like, what is going on? I haven't seen the live-action movie, but...
I saw it. It was good.
It had to be different than the original, though. I would guess. But, I mean, Disney has so much stuff. Even if they take some stuff away, there's still a lot of stuff. But it's also cool, like, you'll have this with your daughter, that you can expose her to stuff, you know what I mean?
Well, no, that's fair. What about, like, have you showed her the Fantasia stuff with Mickey and his wizard hat and
no.
dancing around with the water really, buckets?
And... I never really liked that.
Okay.
Did you like it?
It was all right. What about Looney Tunes?
I haven't showed her that yet.
Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck.
Is that on there?
No. I'm just wondering, would kids, what about Tiny Toon Adventures, stuff like that?
That stuff I think kids would like.
Animaniacs.
Looney Tunes, like... I think I said this on the podcast before. It was a sad day for a parent when like Bugs Bunny came on the screen and she's like, who is that?
Oh, wow.
They don't do that. Warner Brothers does not do any of that stuff anymore. When was the last time you saw Bugs Bunny, Porky Pig?
Daffy Duck.
Yeah, never.
You don't see it?
No.
It sucks.
Right?
We grew up with all those. The only ones that I never liked, Tom and Jerry.
I like Tom and Jerry.
I did never like them.
They were the same as the rest. The reason you don't see them anymore is, what was the concept of those shows?
A lot of violence.
They beat the shit out of each other.
Like, dude, Yosemite Sam would shoot you with a gun. Like, that was his thing. He had two holsters and he would just shoot you and you'd have like the fake bullet holes going through.
Roger Rabbit?
Oh, yeah.
You will never see a Roger Rabbit again.
No, no way.
The number of, I mean, he had, that was Warner Brothers, that was Disney, that was everybody in that movie. You will never see that
again. Also, Bugs Bunny would
until Disney buys everybody.
But like, dress up as a girl and like try to seduce Elmer Fudd or whatever. Yeah, that stuff can't help. I mean, he even had like a fake bustier and he wore like a mini skirt.
How many times did he shoot Daffy Duck?
Oh, a million times. And the Roadrunner and the Coyote
the
is
Bick
just...
His bill would like spin around.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And
I mean, it's funny, but I don't think it will work nowadays.
No. No, parents would be very upset. Yeah, and you're right. I don't see that stuff on DVD or like any sort of Looney Tunes best of compilation or... I don't see it on Cartoon, you know,
Network.
Even on Adult Swim or any of that stuff. I don't see any Looney Tunes stuff.
I don't think there's a market for it anymore.
Yeah.
I think it just kind of died.
I mean, in the toy aisle, do they have like a
there's something,
Bugs Bunny?
Wasn't Animaniacs just like put on Netflix or something like that?
Was it
something with Animaniacs? I mean, the little Looney Tunes and Animaniacs, those are pretty...
Yeah, but they were, you know...
They were...
There's a lot of violence in anime, and everybody watches that. Even kids.
Well, I know, but that's not on network TV.
It isn't Cartoon Network, but it's, you know, it starts at 11 all the way to 3 in the morning.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't come early, you know.
No, it's true.
Yeah. But, I mean, even the shows we watch, I mean, Transformers, G.I. Joe.
Yep.
He-Man. I mean, it was all people fighting each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. But they still have, I mean, they have, you know, Voltron now, which is still kind of that.
But that's on Netflix. That's,
yeah, that's true. Do they have,
it's over. Like, no, they action? Have all those it's weird over. Cartoons now with the shitty animation.
My kid's watching Vampirina. It's like a kid vampire. Vampire. Yeah. Have you seen that show?
I haven't, but I know what it is.
Yeah, she's watching that. She's
who got
kind
into
of,
that?
Well, she's kind of graduated from the shows that only sing into actual like shows where
but
they
who
talk
got her
like
into
Peppa
that?
Pig.
How did she find it?
Dude, she flips the channel.
Oh shit.
Yeah. She knows how to. It's crazy. Like, I never taught her that, but she goes to her little YouTube thing and she just kind of scrolls through and then chooses one that she likes, and I'm like, dude, I didn't even show you how to use that thing. But we give her about an hour of television a day.
Oh, okay.
And she gets her little iPad. She goes on her couch and she can watch her shows. And that's all we give her. Otherwise, we're reading to her, playing, or going outside or something. So I'm glad that she, you know, is getting into the shows where there's actually talking and it's not just singing, because I'm tired of Wheels
Barney?
On the Bus. No, it's head, shoulders, knees, and toes. It's Wheels on the Bus, and it's...
Yeah, do this. So I know there was the Wiggles, and then there were, like, Chloe had the Fresh Beat Band. Is there a new, like...
I don't know anything.
Is there a new, like, a kids band thing?
not that I've seen. What were the Teletubbies?
Well,
what were those things?
Oh, those were the worst. That was some British bullshit.
They were popular, those bullshit.
Have you ever seen it?
No. I saw a little one time, and I said, oh,
it's fucking weird. I don't even understand what kids see in it.
But the Wiggles are the same thing.
Well, at least the Wiggles talk. The Teletubbies don't even fucking talk. They're just like, yabba-dabba-baba.
Oh, man. All right, so for 2020, one of the last topics, is there a movie or something you're looking forward to, television show or something this year that like trumps everything? Because as far as I'm concerned in the movie spectrum, I don't know of any Star Wars, Marvel, like epic film that I'm looking forward to for this year, unless there's something I'm not thinking of.
I mean, this...
There's
good I don't know
stuff
what's
coming
this,
out.
A lot of, I mean, there's two Marvel movies coming out this year. I don't know what they are.
Black Widow is coming out in May. What's Eternals the other one?
It's Eternals this year?
Maybe. I don't know. But, you know, there's going to be no Star Wars movie this year, and not even one of those, you know, side projects. So this is actually...
They stopped those, yes.
Yeah, so this is going to be the first time, God, in 4 or 5 years where there's
no
Star Wars.
But we still have Mandalorian in the fall, so...
We do, yeah. I'm looking forward to that for season two for sure. And I just don't see anything that I'm... Yeah, because there's not that big movie that's coming out that I can think of, especially in the television spectrum. There's not a new show that's coming out that I'm really looking forward to.
Well, there's not a new show, but...
I'm looking forward in the video game world, the new Halo.
Yeah, but that's not till like the end of the year, right?
Still counts. Yeah. That's probably what I'm looking
forward
to.
And on
the
new
most.
System.
Yeah, and there's a new Xbox. Yeah. Which is going to be backwards compatible,
but
thank God.
Nobody's really announced anything for this year.
No.
I mean, usually, well, the game stuff comes next month, right? Is when they start announcing
Correct.
Shit.
Yeah. Oh, the Bucky and Falcon show.
Is that this year?
That's this year. Yeah. That's going to be a good one. So Mandalorian season 2, Bucky and Falcon, and Halo. Those are my three. Fuck. Those are my three things.
What's the show with McFarlane, the Star Trek? I said it earlier.
Oracle.
No,
the Oracle.
The Oracle. No, not the Oracle. Oh God, what the hell's the name?
I said it earlier.
Orville.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that, man. I love that fucking show.
I hate it.
What?
I hate it.
That's crazy.
Why are you so
critical?
I just hate it. Oh wait, what a nice. I hate it.
Why do you hate it?
I just hate that kind of comedy.
What?
Real,
I don't
real,
like
mean,
that
real
kind
life,
of comedy.
You mean good comedy?
Real life comedy?
I mean, just because you say it's good doesn't mean it's good.
It's really funny, Adam.
No, it is not.
Dude,
that... Like the Bang Theory. That was such a lousy show.
Oh, this comedy is much better than that. The Big Bang Theory was funny for the first few
like
seasons.
Three seasons.
It was, when it was focusing on really nerdy stuff, it was great. And then they focused on relationships and marriage and like normal things. And then it didn't get, it wasn't as good.
Yeah, it became your typical sitcom.
Yeah, it was about four guys playing video games, going to the comic book shop and talking about like, you know, the Green Lantern Corps. And then as soon as everyone got girlfriends and babies and wives, I'm like, dude, this is, I live this every day. Like, this is my regular life. So I wanted them to go back to, you know, just them hanging out. But, I mean, even Sheldon got married. Did you see the last episode?
No. I haven't watched it for
even
years.
Even Sheldon got married.
I've never watched it. I saw a couple.
But the Orville is like, I've said it over and over. It's Star Trek if it was real.
It's on Hulu now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to get Hulu.
But... if Star Trek was real, this is what it would be.
Are you going to get it with commercials or without commercials?
Without.
So basically, yeah, he's going to be paying as much for streaming as he is for his cable.
Probably. Well, right now I only have Netflix. I have Netflix, YouTube, Red or Premium, whatever it's called, and I have Disney Plus. Those are the three. I'm paying about 20...
What music?
$8.
You have a music.
Poor people.
Well, it's with YouTube Premium. Ah. YouTube Premium comes with their music service, which I've told you guys is the best music service I've ever had. It's I find everything on there. So it's awesome. I love it.
I do
it.
The same on Spotify. So
that's fair. Yeah.
I don't mind commercials, so I get my free Hulu.
Awesome.
Congratulations. Well, I have Hulu too, but I get it with commercials because it's not mine, so...
Yeah, but if you get it for free, great.
I have Netflix, Crunchyroll, Disney for 2 years.
You don't have to keep hitting the table.
Disney for 2 years. And Amazon Prime.
Well, Amazon Prime comes with... I get. Does that count?
I think we decided it doesn't, right?
Yeah.
It's really just your Amazon Prime.
Yeah, because
it's,
nobody's...
It's like a bonus.
Nobody's buying Amazon Prime for their streaming services, I don't think. You're getting it so you can get something delivered in 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know... whatever. So
did you get that?
I got something coming tomorrow.
Oh no, that's
Did you
get
the
garage
does.
Thing?
The garage thing.
The garage delivery.
The clicker.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
It's a new service that Amazon.
Amazon.
Where they can deliver it in your garage.
Yeah, where you can set a thing in your garage, so they come, they just open your garage and put it in there and close your garage. It's like a one-time use.
They have a video.
Like
oh wow.
You didn't know that?
I did not know that was a thing they could do. So in case, instead of keeping it outside where people can steal your package, they can put it in your garage.
But he'd have a gate and then a garage.
So I have like an iron gate, yeah. Wow, I didn't know that was a thing. That's pretty smart, actually. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so...
And I'm sure there's some way for them to record them dropping it off.
Yeah, they put a camera on the garage.
And, oh, wow.
And the driver...
You get it to your phone? You watch them.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
The driver, I think the driver, only, it's a one-time use, right?
Yeah.
So, like, he can't come after work and use the same thing.
Got it. Okay. Wow, that's really cool. That's a good idea to kind of avoid the package thieves. Dude, What was that?
We see that stuff. I get packages delivered. They sit there all day. I literally had those speakers that are in my room, in the living room, sit out there all night one night.
No, that stat that I sent you guys, was it that 1 million packages per day go missing or something stupid like that? And I was like, that's impossible because that's like 50 million, that's like 30 million a month. Like who, if there were 1 million packages going missing per day, nobody would ship anything ever in the history of life. Everyone would be going out of business if there was 1 million packages that were not delivered every single day.
Well,
that's
much,
a stupid number.
But how much shit is stolen out
and
of
I
the store?
And I reread that article multiple times. 1 million packages per day show up missing. I'm like, that is impossible.
But what's the dollar amount?
I don't know.
That's what you really have to look at.
I mean, I know some people order like one magic marker. Like, I get it. Like Amazon Prime is crazy because the packaging might cost more than the stupid product. And... You notice that Amazon is now shipping things sometimes not in a mailer box. Like my wife ordered an Instapot from Amazon and it was delivered in the Instapot box.
Well, that's probably because we have a warehouse here, and it came direct from the warehouse.
Probably, yeah. So that's a good way to cut. I mean, whatever they want to. If my product arrives and it's not broken, I don't care. If you want to save some money, a couple cents here and there, so you don't have to put an outer box over the outer box, that's completely fine. Because I still think, even though they incrementally increase their fee every year, it's still a great deal. There's no denying that, and I'll keep that service forever.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if you just order like three or four things, it'll cover your shipping cost.
And people get deliveries at least two times a week.
What do you mean?
If you have Amazon Prime, how do you tell them that it's free?
So when you're buying something off Amazon,
you
log in with your credentials, and you'll see that certain products are Amazon Prime products. Like, for example,
there's actually a switch on the app, which I always hit. I just hit the switch, so it only shows me Amazon Prime products.
But if you don't want to go into that, so like, see, I just typed in Marvel Legends, and when you see Prime free delivery, that means that that product you're ordering, you will not pay for delivery charges. And you can hit your filters up here to go, and you can click this little Prime button.
Okay.
That now everything that comes into my
search
will be all Prime products, and I won't get confused.
So okay.
All these are Prime.
I get it.
Yeah.
I've seen it before, but I didn't know.
And Dwayne's right. If you order like three things a month, which people order two or three a week, it pays for the service. Then you get their music app and you get their streaming, which they have some good shows.
There's some new show I got to check out. I just saw an advertisement for it. It's like some kind of cyborg. They described it as Escape from L.A. with a cyborg.
I don't know. I've seen that.
Or Escape from New York with a cyborg.
Sounds pretty cool. I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen it either. I saw an advertisement on Instagram or something.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I was like, damn, I didn't know Amazon was putting out anything.
Awesome.
They keep putting stuff out.
So tell Aaron thank you for our top three this week, because I don't think we've ever done.
Well, you just told him because he listens.
Oh, thank you, Aaron. top three Star Wars characters, good or bad, cartoon, not cartoon, animated, whatever, live action. You can even include a Mandalorian if you want to, and from the new season. So, Adam, you want to go first?
Sure. You know me, I'm plain Jane. My three.
Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Darth Vader.
Yes, you actually.
Those are your three?
In that order?
No.
Okay. Jeez, all right.
Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader, and Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan.
Yeah, Obi-Wan's your favorite?
McGregor, yeah.
The Ewan McGregor Obi-Wan.
Yes.
You're going to be specific. Okay. That's fine list. Dude, those are iconic characters. Like, what do you want?
I grew up with Luke Skywalker.
Totally understandable.
Darth Vader. Han Solo, I never did like. I don't know why, but he was okay.
Okay. No, fair enough. It gave me some from video games. I don't know. One of mine's going to be, but that's okay. Yeah.
That's Raven.
Yep. Yep. He's one of the best characters ever. Or she. If you chose a girl, it was a she.
For me, number three is... Fuck. What, and I can never remember his name. The droid on Rebels.
Oh, my God. What is his name? I think it starts with an E.
No.
I'm just going to look it up.
It's like Sparky or... Oh, shit. If Jamers was here, he'd tell us.
The droid from... You mean Rogue One?
No, Rebels.
Oh, droid from... Hold on.
Dude, he was the best character on that show.
Chopper.
Yeah. Chopper. I knew it was something simple.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's my number three.
That's a great one. That's a great one.
Number two, probably Chewie.
Okay.
Speaking of Disney Plus with the kids, I finally got Chloe to start watching the older stuff. We watched The New Hope and Empire.
Awesome.
And Chewie is fucking hilarious.
Dude, he's super funny. Yeah.
Even in Rise of Skywalker, he was an awesome character. You know what I mean?
Dude, at Empire, when he's trying to put together C-3PO, that is funny stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. You put me my head on backwards. I love that.
And then I guess I'll probably go with Luke.
Sure.
Who doesn't love Luke?
Okay.
So for me, Darth Revan number three, one of the best Star Wars characters ever. And now apparently he was mentioned in Rise of Skywalker, so now he's like official canon, which is really cool. Not in the movie, but in the Star Wars Encyclopedia, one of the Knights of Ren was a descendant of Revan or something like that. So I think that's awesome. Never played Knights of the Old Republic. You should. It's available. You can go download it right now on your phone. You can play Knights of the Republic on your phone. It's an awesome game. Great character. Love him. So I wanted to pick something from the video game world. So I'm going to pick my favorite one from the video game world, one from the TV animated world, and then one from the movie world. That'll be my top three. Number two, the Jedi Master who trained Ezra. What was his name?
Oh, Kent.
Something with a K or a C.
Kent.
I don't remember his name. Kanan.
Kanan.
Yeah.
Kanan. I was close. I was getting there. You were good.
I thought he was such a great teacher because he had some issues that he was still working on. And, you know, he wasn't sure if he could be the best teacher that he could be.
Because well, he was never fully trained either, right?
Correct. So he was still trying to figure a lot of this stuff out.
I know who you're talking about. It's Rebels. Kanan.
Yeah, Kanan. Kanan Jarrus.
Yeah.
Awesome character. And I like that struggle that he had. And I like that him and the girl pilot with the green skin.
I don't remember.
Golly.
I know who you mean.
But. Yeah.
Yeah, I know too.
Their relationship was really subtle. Like, they never kissed until, like the last season. Yeah. So, it's not a spoiler. But I really like their relationship is that it's very business-oriented. And there's not a lot of lovey-dovey stuff.
But there is tension there.
There is. And they really do care about each other, but it's not your normal relationship. And in what's supposed to be for a child's program, it's very adult-oriented. I like that a lot. God, what is her name? Anyway, and then, of course, you know, in the movies, like, I have half of my collection.
Darth Vader.
Yeah. He's the best. He's the best villain ever. So just one from each world.
I would give him a runner-up for me would be Maul.
Sure.
I think out of the prequels, he was the best thing to come out of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Other than Obi-Wan.
Yes.
I like that you pick Ewan McGregor Obi-Wan. That's a great choice.
He's a great Obi-Wan.
Yes, dude.
Now he's got his own show. So we'll see.
Fuck yeah.
All right, guys. Cheers. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Let's do this. And we'll see you guys back on the 25th. Bernie will be in town. And we're going to go see the Royal Rumble that weekend. And we'll have a recording with him.
Rami and I are big wrestling
fans.
We're
huge wrestling fans. Can't wait to see Hacksaw Jim Duggan face.
Is Hulk Hogan going to be there? Legion he might be there, actually. The I think he's back, right?
Yeah.
What about Roddy Piper?
Oh, sure. He's dead.
Andre the Giant?
Junkyard Dog.
Superfly Jimmy Snuka. Yeah. That's when I liked wrestling.
Bam Bam Bigelow?
Oh, of course. Of course. And the best wrestler ever, Big Boss Man. All right, guys. See you.
See you.
Peace.